So we're into our exercises now. The first exercise is actually going to be a repeat of the last couple of exercises you did on CD8. The exercise is very simple. Tell a friend about an interesting article that described trance or about a hypnotic experience that your friend John or Jane had as you went along with them. Now, as you talk about these experiences, these hypnotic experiences, begin to include piggyback suggestions inside of the actual descriptions that you're giving. Now, these piggyback suggestions will piggyback off of a yes set. So you're going to feed back into them the kind of reactions that they're giving you. Here's an example of what I mean. Let's say you're talking to them, and as you're talking to them, they seem to be blinking a lot. So you can tell them, and so Jane was sitting in that chair, blinking a lot, and suddenly her blinking slowed down. So as soon as you spotted an unconscious pattern emerging from that person, you're going to acknowledge it, bring it into your yes set by actually making that one of the characters in your story actually have the same pattern. You can do this of blinking rate, breathing rate. You can do this about sensations. If there is a sound outside the room, you can kind of weave it in. For example, let's imagine that you're hearing a lot of people going in and out of doors in the background. And you can say to them, the strange thing is, even though we were sitting in this hypnotherapist's office, there's lots of other offices around as well, and people kept opening and closing doors. And I thought to myself, isn't it interesting that this hypnotist is helping Jane to open her mind and close her mind to their old problems, just as all the people in the office are moving around doing their own thing. So again, you're beginning to incorporate the things that other people are experiencing into a part of your trance induction, which makes your piggyback induction even more powerful.